Okay, now let's go back to these cypress trees, because you asked us on the way out here what we thought the age of these trees were, and then we looked around and you said, well, these are 200 years old. Then you have one out here that they suspect
is anywhere from 300 to 400 years old. It doesn't look it. It looks like it's every bit of 15 years old.
It looks like a sapling.
But the reason we know it's so old is it had to be here before the water got on the lake. The water didn't get on the lake until 1811 and 1812. These trees don't grow in 5 foot of water, so these trees had to be here. That's the only reason we even know how old they are.
Wow.
Since they were in water their entire life, it stunted their growth, and that's why they're so small.
If you have kayaked the Wolf River, bring your kayak up here, because there's an area where you can kayak through these magnificent cypress trees. It would be like a maze going through them. It would be...
Mm-hmm. And we also offer in March and April a deep swamp canoe trip that you can kayak through the deep swamp part, where you'll see trees with the bases the size of some people's RVs front end.
Whoa!
Wow, so like 8 feet across?
Yeah, some of them could be 8 feet. 5 foot, and you got cypress knees that are every bit of 6 or 7 foot tall in the deep swamp. This area is usually only accessible during March and April, because that's when we have the most of our water. But we've got 15,000 acres here on the lake that you can kayak just about every bit of it if you've got the time of day to do it.
And the arm strength.
And the arm strength.
With that much lake, that much water, what type of fish are we talking about?
We have over 65 different species of fish here. Our four primary game fish is catfish, crappie, bluegill, and bass. Right now is mainly crappie season. They're into the crappie pretty thick right now.
From one end to the other, the span of the park, what's the most significant wow moment for you?
I'd say getting on a pontoon cruise and going out on the lake with us. It's one of the easiest ways to see the lake. But you'll have an experienced tour guide that's going to tell you about the lake, the history, the animals and wildlife that you're going to see on the lake. And you can only see so much from the land perspective. And right behind the visitor center, we've got the boardwalk, which where we're on right now. You can see a lot, but on our pontoon cruises, we go out through them islands where you get to see 10 times as much.